Hello, Garth Brooks?
No, Mr. Yearwood.
Next best thing.
That's right. We tried to get Trisha, but they said you have to settle for Mr. Yearwood. I said, okay, all right.
Yeah, if you're going to talk to Trisha, boys, it's going to be at 2 o'clock in the afternoon because she is still out right now. She's sleeping. I'm making the coffee, cleaning up the kitchen from last night, doing her laundry.
Aww.
That's funny. Garth, you have a segment every Monday night on your Facebook page. You go on live on Facebook. You call it Studio G. But I want to know, do you Snapchat as well, or is Facebook your only social media?
No, I mean, you do it all, but you've got your team that also does it as well. But my daughter's a little better at Snapchat than I am.
Yeah, so is mine.
Do you have a favorite filter? I have to know.
I don't know. Anything that you get to do, you know, with the queen, so we'll do them side by side. But I don't know if you've seen the new, I don't even know what it is. It looks like a, it's not a possum, but it's just your teeth.
It's the meerkat.
It's your voice.
Yeah, that's great. Hey, now, here's the deal. The tickets go on sale for your show on May 6th. Tomorrow at 10 o'clock, we've been telling people to go to AXS.com, set up their account now so that they can get on at 10 o'clock tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, not only am I impressed, I've always been impressed with you, Garth, even though I've never met you. I'd love to meet you sometime. But you're a man of your word because almost three years ago, when you called us and said, kicking off this world tour, we asked, are you coming to Kansas City? And you said, well, you know, I was there for 9 shows kind of to open the Sprint Center. So I am coming to Kansas City, but it'll be toward the end of the tour. Well, it is toward the end of the tour. And you're right. You're coming to Kansas City. So way to go. Thank you for that.
Man, I got to tell you, this is pretty cool. We turn the corner. This becomes, you know, here comes the run of the last 10 cities on the tour. And the urgency, the electricity, everything is starting to tighten up and heighten. And it's pretty cool. This tour could not have gone better. And then to think that it's actually shifting gears and going into this final stage is crazy. Man, the crew's excited. The guys are worn out. They are exhausted. But they are having the time of their life, man.
Are you treating this like you say the last 10 cities, not the last 10 shows, last 10 cities? Are you treating this just in case? Like it's the last time, or do you have already know in your head this isn't the last time?
Oh, well, first of all, my retiring days are behind me. You guys made the mistake of letting me back in.
Good.
When you did that, you're going to have to throw me out. Will we ever tour like this again? Oh, my God. I got to tell you, I would love the competitive guy and the athlete in me would like to say, sure. I'm not sure I can survive another tour like this. In our heyday in the 90s, we never even worked half as much as this. So this has been unbelievable. I mean, just look at your numbers. You know, it took you 100 cities to see 5 million people in the 90s. We just passed 5 million and it was our 60th city. So it's these shows, I don't know. We've been lucky enough to set records in about 90-95% of the cities that we've been in. So this has been a hell of a run, a great run. If you hear complaining in my voice, trust me, I am not. I am so excited. It's just, I don't know if we can ever tour at this speed again. It's been crazy.
And the demand is still there. You could put on as many shows in a city as you wanted to, and the demand would still be there, and you'd sell out every show.
Well, I tell you what, we're getting ready to go into a city that started that trend right there for us. It was starting all over, and Kansas City was, I'll remember that day the rest of my life, because Miss Yearwood's mom was with us when we got the call about 40 seconds after 10 a.m., and they said, we're in show 3 and 4 right now, and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. And it was a wonderful, wonderful day. Let's hope tomorrow just... The whole thing with tomorrow is the same thing as it was 10 years ago. I just hope anybody that wants a ticket, I hope they get one.
Tickets go on sale at 10 a.m. tomorrow, AXS.com/Garth. Now, Garth, if you wanted to, I'm just going to throw this out there. You did 9 shows last time. You could probably just stay for a whole month if you wanted.
If
we
you
would
wanted
be okay
to, yeah.
with that.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I'm 150 years old. I can't do 9 shows. But I tell you what, if I'm lucky enough to have a problem of doing more than one show, I will enjoy that more than anybody.
Well, we're gonna get ready and gonna play Ask Me How I Know after we get off the phone with you. But Garth, cannot wait to see you. Cannot wait to hear you once again live. And I got to tell you, we really appreciate you taking time out of your incredibly busy schedule to talk to us radio goobs here in Kansas City. So.
You radio coots are why I get to do what I get to do. I love you. Thank you very much for everything. And can't wait to see you guys next.
Thanks, Garth.
Thanks, guys. Have a good morning.
Thanks, you too. Garth Brooks, bye. Live in the morning driving Q104. Oh, that was cool. I'm kind of geeking.
Well,
yeah, I know.
I know. I can't wait. He is so nice.
I'm ready to play the new song now. You guys good with that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
All right. Brand new from Garth Brooks, whose tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. AXS.com/Garth. Here's Ask Me How I Know on Q104.